Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this.
When God made man, he made a feeling. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good morning, Frank. You coming on there?
Thank you all for calling Street Talk. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and we have a few rules on Street Talk. The rules are that you do not use profanity, and we also ask that you all please put your phones on mute so that we won't hear your background noises if you're not speaking.
What?
Tonight we are having a conversation. It's free, it's open conversation on tonight. So tonight, if anybody have anything that they would like to say, we can share. Whenever I call your number out, you can introduce yourself, and you can also tell me just whatever is on your mind. I have a few callers online. You all can say hello on tonight. 9845, how are you?
How are you? What's going on?
I'm fine. Nothing much. May I ask who am I speaking with?
It's Kevin.
Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. Caller is 0802?
Yes.
How are you? Okay. Well, we're on live on Street Talk. And tonight I wanted to just, anybody that had anything that was on their mind, you are free to speak, or I can go ahead and just read some things that I've been studying. Do y'all have anything that's on y'all mind on tonight that y'all would like to speak about?
I would like to talk about this weekend since it's Easter weekend.
Easter weekend. So what would you like to speak about this weekend? What's going on that's special about Easter? What's on your mind about Easter?
My point exactly. I'm still trying to figure out why people treat Easter like it's a fashion show.
Why people treat Easter like it's a fashion show.
Yep.
Well, some people may think it's a fashion show, I mean, but Easter is not really meant to be a fashion show. Do y'all know what the real meaning of Easter is?
The resurrection of Christ, huh?
You say it's what?
The resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, the resurrection of Christ. Mm-hmm. Easter is the day when we celebrate Jesus Christ rising from the dead, and Jesus is the Son of God, and he gave his life to die for our sins. Do y'all understand that part of it?
Y'all understand that part, but what I'm trying to figure out, and I've been trying to figure out for the longest, is if it's all about Christ, where all this Easter egg hunt stuff coming in at?
For real.
Christ was Easter egg hunt.
KDZ to the Z. Yeah.
Y'all said, okay, I'm trying. You said Christ wasn't Easter egg hunting.
Nah, he wasn't Easter egg hunting.
Easter egg hunting is supposed to be like, you know, just something, have a good time, for people to have a good time, you know, and, you know, the kids to find some eggs, have some little treats, and have a little good time, and families to have a good time, stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't think that the Easter egg hunt, I think that's just the way that families get together as a tradition. That was a tradition that was made. Yeah, it don't have anything to do with the resurrection of Christ or anything of that nature. It's just that people's tradition
led people, so everybody can get along, everybody, you know, have a good time and, you know where we came from and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. So where does the Easter egg hunting part come in at?
The Easter egg hunting comes from,
because truthfully, you know, saying, families can have a good time discussing what Christ done in your life.
Yeah. The Easter egg, you know, where the Easter egg come in at, that is a good question. So, I guess they put it like as, dang, that's something.
That's something that everybody wants to know. That's a question that everybody tends to ask. Where did the Easter egg hunting come from? And a lot of people don't understand where did the Easter egg.
Go on, say what you were saying. I don't want to interrupt anything. Yeah.
Easter egg hunting.
Yeah.
I believe Easter egg hunting just in many cultures around the world, the egg is a symbol of new life and fertility and rebirth. And for thousands of years, the Israelites and others have decorated eggs, and the Israel New Year that falls on the spring equinox for Christians, you know, that's the Easter egg. That's symbolic. They use it as symbolic of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, like fertility. You know, like eggs have. We know that bunnies don't really have eggs. First of all, because I mean, chickens are the ones who have the eggs.
Go ahead, because this is getting deep.
But, I mean, it's just symbolic, you know, in different cultures. It's just the resurrection. I don't know how to explain it.
To bring
it.
People together, to make people, you know what I'm saying, understand where we came from, you know, we came from a long way, you know, and to get along and to have fun and everybody go home and stuff like that, woots-a-bound. But I understand that, yeah. And that's what's up, yeah. And keep going, I mean.
Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying, me personally, I mean, I always looked at it like, you know what I'm saying, I try to look at, you know what I'm saying, everything I look at, I try to look at it as a big picture, you know what I'm saying. And with me, I try to look at it like, you know what I'm saying, is it like, you know what I'm saying, symbolic to when they tried to go find Christ in the tomb?
I don't know about
that. He wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
But I like Easter egg hunting, because when I was little, she'd go find them eggs. Once you find them eggs, you get the little old, you know, the little old gifts and stuff like that. That is something fun to do. You know, that brings people together. That brings joy and happiness and uplifting things so people can, you know, communicate and move forward in life, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so much stuff going on. So the Easter egg hunt will be for...
Okay, so
know,
why is church or fasting so?
Oh, huh?
Why is church or fasting so on Easter? Why everybody that went to church for a whole year finally decided to show up on Easter Sunday with a brand new suit on, like they've been going to church?
Okay, say that again.
But yeah, cause thing was kind of couldn't really hear it too much either. I
hear
you gotta say.
I said, why is Easter a fashion show at church? You know what I'm saying? I mean, people that ain't been in church for a whole year. You know what I'm saying? This weekend they even went out buying them some nice suits, some nice shoes and stuff, just to go to church one Sunday out of a whole year. What's that about?
I mean, you have different members. You have different people that come to the church. There's nothing wrong with people coming to church on Easter. You want people to come to church no matter what day it is.
Why?
Why
do it have to be Easter Sunday?
That's what I'm saying. Whether it's Easter Sunday, whether it's Mother's Day, New Year's, whatever it is, you want people to come together. I ain't going to say just to come to the church. You want people to come together no matter where they come from. The whole purpose of Easter is for people, like, it's a tradition. You know what I'm saying? It's just
tradition. Have a good time.
No matter.
And, yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
No matter where you go.
That's for people to be with their kids.
Kids and
they had a house and a family thing, get together, you know, joining, bonding, you know.
Yeah.
Something you can play a song, it's just a whole memory thing. Somewhere you can go take some pictures. They dressed up in their Easter Sunday dresses. You know, they got the hair done, you know. They smiling and all that stuff.
But okay, that's the but I'm saying, like, that's a shame that we, you know what I'm saying, us as people, we would have to wait until Easter Sunday just to do that, really?
Well, you know, we didn't have Easter Sunday. It's a tradition. If it wasn't for tradition, we wouldn't have nothing.
Everything would be all discombobulated and confused, so we want everything in line, straight, neat. You know what I'm saying? Clean, cut everything. You know what I'm saying? So everything could be, you know.
Yeah, that's why it's part of tradition. You know.
Yes,
it's been going on for years.
Yeah, been going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but,
good time and going.
If we just want to add something besides an Easter Sunday, you can have a daddy days out. You can have a mother daughter days out. You know, anything. You could just have a family friend days out. You know, it ain't just got to be Easter.
Yeah, it don't have to just be. It don't have to be just for Easter, you know, because some cultures, some denominations do not even celebrate the Easter itself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no matter what, Easter is just, like I said, Easter is symbolic of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The painting of the eggs, like I said, is especially a beloved tradition. Like I said, it came from the Catholic churches it came from Catholic churches where the eggs were dyed red to present the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. And the Easter eggs are blessed by the priest at the end of the it started out where the Easter eggs was blessed by the priest. And the hard shell of the egg represents the sealed tombs of Christ. And the cracking of the shell represents Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And if you look deeper inside of it, if you actually go to different cultures and you study different things, you'll understand how things go. And different denominations have their different reasons for doing the Easter Sundays and stuff like that. Like the Easter egg hunts and the egg rollers are two of the popular egg-related traditions. Egg hunt involves hiding the egg outside for the children to run around and find the egg on the mornings. Eggs are rolled as a symbolic what was the egg rolling? I'm trying to remember. It was the rolling symbol. It was like symbolic of the rolling away of the stone from the Christ tomb. You remember how the Christ food was moved?
Right.
But I remember, so I know when I remember, I used to be happy in the motherfucker. Fine, I used to eat and have some of the candy.
We can't come on.
Oh, okay. No, it's cool. Okay. My bad. Okay. Yeah. I used to be happy in the motherfucker. Fine, I used to eat. Give me a couple of eggs and eat my little egg and find me a little candy and a couple of little monies, you know what I'm saying, and be happy and go back home and, like, yeah, tell my little brothers or my kinfolk, yeah, I done got me a whole bunch of Easter eggs. I done found this and this Easter eggs, and we want to do it again. Go to the top.
Yeah. I mean, that's good,
yeah,
but I mean,
come back, yeah. Other than that,
I mean, that's good, but like he was saying, I understand. Like you was trying to get into, like, why do people celebrate? Like, why do people just only come to church on Easter? Like, people don't only come to church on Easter. Like, what? Like, why do you feel like people only come to church on Easter? I guess that caller hung up. But
this is me.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
But know where we came from. Know where I came from. I came from dirt. And at the same time, have a good time and everybody have a nice time and be cool and groovy. And
yeah. We have a new caller at 5969. You can say hello on tonight.
Huh?
That's Reaction? Yes. Hey, Reaction. How are you on tonight?
Yeah. What's up, Virgo?
Nothing much,
yeah,
Virgo.
Virgo.
What?
I'm a Virgo,
we're
too.
All talking.
Yeah.
You're a Virgo, too?
Yeah.
We're all talking about Easter. Some of the callers was asking, why do people only come to church on Easter? And we were talking about the Easter Sundays, and they were saying, how did people come up with the Easter egg hunt? And, like, why are people using the Easter eggs and stuff for the Easter?
It's so much stuff going on out there, you know, just to block all the other stuff out, just to have a good time. And, you know, it's so much scrapbooks and stuff going on. So, you know, just to ease the mind, let the mind and the soul, you know, ease and come up with a better concept. So, you know what I'm saying, so we can move forward in life. Because, you know what I'm saying, at the average thing, I heard, you know, you don't want to get lost. You want to be found, you know. So, other than that,
what you mean by you don't want to be lost, you want to be saved? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, I like the Easter egg. I would go Easter egg hunting. I'm grown. I'm just saying, I still go Easter egg hunting. If they say the Easter egg, I would go Easter egg hunting because it is something to do, taming. It's entertainment, and, you know,
That goes back to talk about how we were talking about last week about men and women. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? A man,
yeah,
being a real,
okay,
man. I applaud you for saying that you would go Easter egg hunting no matter what, just because it involves family. That's great.
Yeah, involves family, you know what I'm saying? Brings people together, brings family together, brings friends together, you know, and you know, a person could be having a bad day, and, you know what I'm saying, and that can uplift them by taking a person out to an Easter egg hunt, you know what I'm saying, taking their mind off all the bad things that's going on, knowing around the corner is something good that's going to come to you. So, you know, you got to always
see.
Huh?
I said that sounds so uplifting that you came on and you said that, because we was having a street talk just last week where we were talking about men not just wanting to be, you know what I'm saying, men and women, like how harsh people can be toward each other, and like how men don't want to be men. You know, the strength of a man is, you know, what the strength of a woman and men is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And by you just coming online when we're talking about Easter, and you're saying that you would go Easter egg hunting no matter what it is, because it's just the thought that you're getting to be a part of a family. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't even
yes.
have a family to go around, you know?
To go around, exactly. And,
mm-hmm.
you know,
hello,
for real. Yep.
We have a couple more callers. We have a couple of more callers online. Caller is 6346. You can say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 6346, you can say hello on tonight.
Well, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. We're just on speaking about Easter and what it means to people, and we were talking about traditions and things of that nature. We have a couple of callers online. Caller is 5969. You can say hello tonight.
Hello. On that discussion about Easter, I used to host Easter egg hunt for the community. And I think it was a good thing to put family together to go, you know, do things with the kids. A lot of these days, they don't do things with the kids unless they see something free or if they see something that involves the kids to where they want to attend. But a lot of people that come to the Easter egg hunt, I mean, they like it. They enjoy it. Now, on the church situation, I don't know because, I mean, I guess just to see everybody in their outfits.
You said just to see everybody in their outfits?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why everybody go to church.
I'm not worried about it because everything. I keep my stuff. I keep my stuff for a long time, you know. So other than that, it ain't all about trying to show off and stuff like that. As long as everything is clean, wash it clean. Other than that, it's yours. Keep it for a long time because, you know, with everything nowadays, to take too much to make that, make this and make that. So everything nowadays, you got to keep it and keep it.
You know? Yeah, I don't think people are actually going to church on Easter just to show off their nice suits and clothes, y'all.
It's all about coming together.
Yeah, so, I don't think that. Well, some people may go to do that. Some people may go to do that, but I don't think that everybody is getting together on Easter Sunday just to go show off their new clothes and new shoes and stuff. I think that it's more of people are inviting more people to come to church on that day just for the celebration of the resurrection, you know, and
yeah,
stuff like that.
I would come with my same stuff I had on from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Years later ago, you know what I mean? I have my same stuff, as long as it's clean, washed up. I would keep that like that, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then, I would go get me some new stuff every now and then, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's with you, you know what I'm saying? But when you look at it, you know what I'm saying? This weekend is a lot of stores making a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Because people trying to go, man, let me go get the 3-piece suit, you know what I'm saying, so I can show everybody what I'm looking like these days, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that ain't what Easter's about.
That ain't what it's about. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He raised from the dead from us.
We all come together and we all help lift each other, you know what I'm saying? We're going to help each other, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all about that.
But,
it's all about, yeah.
But, you know, another thing that I've been hearing on this radio is it's about family. No, it's not about them. It's about Christ. You know what I'm saying? What did Christ do for us that day? You understand what I'm saying? He raised himself from the dead for us. You know what I'm saying? To show us that, yes, I am the truth. Yes, I am the way.
You said it's not about family?
It's not about family. It's about Christ.
Each one teach one. I feel like, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinions.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, it is about the resurrection.
Of Christ.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's nothing wrong with going to church or going to whoever house or going to whatever Easter egg hunt or going to, you don't even have to have an Easter egg hunt. It's just the thought of going around each other and having a celebration and learning to love one another and learning to appreciate life within itself. And
Why would families have to take out this one particular time out of the whole year just to show each other love and affection the way that we're supposed to show with love and affection every day?
I mean, are you saying like you live in? You okay? Go ahead, Virgo.
It's called the society we live in. Back in the day, we used to always get together, regardless if it's family or not. It was family and friends.
More of a tradition.
Yeah. Like the other word said, more of a tradition. But you know, it's just something to do. That's all it is. It's just something to put the family together, another holiday to put the family together.
Family together and let other people see, you know what I'm saying?
We all
can come together and we all got each other, you know what I'm saying? Real.
So I feel like the other gentleman is trying to bring out, why would you have to wait for a particular holiday in order to go and do these things when you should do this every day of your life? I feel like I agree with you on that, caller. You should go around your family and friends every day of your life if you could do that. But, I mean, the reality of things is that people have to go to work and people have their own lives and people have their own things that they have to do. So, I mean, everybody can't get together every day and do different things together each and every day. I mean, we would love to, I'm pretty sure, but I mean, the reality of
everybody got their own thing to do. Yeah, you're so right. Everybody got their own lane.
Right, but I hear we're speaking about tradition. Okay, we want to speak about tradition, right? Traditionally, our ancestors came together on weekends. It wasn't just the holidays, you know what I'm saying? It was almost every weekend or just about, you know what I'm saying, when we could. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's about holidays and funerals. That's the only time we come together.
Wow. That saddens me to think that we would only come together on holidays and funerals. That means that somebody needs to get up and start appreciating each other. Why do you think that? Why do y'all think that most people are not appreciating each other unless it's a funeral? Why do people stray away from each other? Have you ever thought about that? Why are some of the reasons that people are straying away from each other nowadays? Let's get deep. Caller at
362. Yeah, look here. Live in the kitchen.
Hello.
Okay. Everybody got quiet.
Live in the kitchen.
Can anybody hear me?
Okay.
Let's
start from the bottom going up. 3657. Why do you think that people are straying away so much instead of coming together? What are some of the reasons in today's streets, some of the today's lives, why do you think that people are straying away from each other more?
Lies. Hello? Too many lies. Too many people lying on people. You got people lying on people.
Hold on, y'all. Everybody don't talk at once. I'm gonna go up the ladder. 3657. What are some of the reasons?
Hello?
Yes, you have the floor. 3657. You have the floor. Say what you have to say.
I'm trying to see. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed that in speaking with my family member, my grandmother today, and she's noticed that since my grandfather passed, that family doesn't even, we don't get together at all. We haven't seen each other in months, years, whatever. And we're making excuses. You know, it's really, it ain't nothing but excuses for why we not seeing each other, because life can't take you that far away from your family. it can't take you away from true people that you really love. So you can't just say, oh, I got to work. Oh, I got all these kids I got to take care of. You really make time for what you want to make time for. So we have to stop making excuses, because the life is going away. I mean, everybody's leaving here young, old, little age. It don't even matter. So, I mean, we got to stop making excuses. That's the main thing. And we need to accept each other as we are, because that's a lot of reason why families are separating, because of difference of opinions. Yes, you don't have to love what this person does. You do have to love that person, though. So you can put that aside long enough to accept their personality or whatever. You know a person is how they are. So you're either going to deal with that and love on them as you love them, or you're not going to deal with it and be separated from your family. So, I mean, just because a person does not live the way you want them to live, that's not how it's supposed to be. No way. You pray for that person. So either way it goes, we're making excuses for why we're not spending time and doing things with our families, even the ones that's in our household. We're not spending time with them either. So it's just a bunch of excuses, and we got to get past it.
You said a whole new feel, Carla. I appreciate you for calling up tonight, because some people that's listening, they can get across to so many different people, because each one teach one. Like you just said, people need to learn to deal with people no matter what they are, because that is your bloodline. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, these people live right next, some people live in the same house with you, and some people are so bitter to where they can't even accept the fact that this person have a different personality from you, or that they live a different way. This is your sister. You grew up with this person. And, I mean, it really crushes my heart to feel like some family members don't even deal with their sisters or their brothers according to, hey, he have a different lifestyle from me, so I don't want him to come over my house. Now, learn to deal with them according to how they are. Or learn, you know what I'm saying, even if you don't like what they're doing, maybe it's something that you're doing that you can maybe help them by just being there, being in their presence. And I appreciate you speaking that on tonight. Caller 0844, what is your opinion on this? 0844. Your number is 0844.
You have the
floor.
What is my number? I'm saying 0844. Your number is 0844. You can say whatever you would like to say tonight. Okay. Okay. Well, I got to tune out. Scotty, beat me up. I'm fit. I got to go. K D to the Z got to go. Scotty, Star Trek,
okay.
They gonna beam me up.
Well,
I got to
beam
out.
Caller at 0802. You can say what you have to say on tonight. What is your idea on the situations that's going on?
KDZ is out.
I really feel like families have separated. You know what I'm saying? Families have forgotten what it was to go through the struggle to become who we are as of today. You know what I'm saying? Our ancestors, our great-grandparents, our grandparents before that, you know, they all went through a struggle just so that we could come together. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that mother that was at Soul Food. She said, you separate your five fingers, but when you put them all together, it makes a mighty punch. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just family. You know what I'm saying? Family, if you got what the meaning of family is. Family is against each other now. Family is one with each other, fruiting with each other. You know what I'm saying? Family used to stand for each other. Family used to have family's back. You know, family is too busy judging each other. It's just a whole bunch of stuff going on inside of families that our ancestors would be highly disappointed in us right now.
Wow. You said a mouthful as well. Some of our ancestors would probably be rolling over in their graves knowing some of the things that we're doing on today, because we aren't as close as what we was when they were alive. And we're not loving each other the way that, you know, they used to love us.
and we're not going and sharing and caring for each other. We have some family members that live down the street from us that we're not even showing love to. Hello. Carla, you said
yes,
hello?
Yes, hi, y'all. Yes, I did. How y'all doing
Who is
tonight?
This? We're fine. Who is that?
This is Ponytail.
How are you on tonight, Ponytail? Thank you for calling Street Talk.
You're welcome. I don't know. I called this show for something tonight. Y'all talking about family?
We're talking about, yes. We're talking about family.
Oh, okay. I like this topic. Family means a lot, but you know, I'm just going to jump in. I say family mean a lot because I'm going through a lot right now. And I love some of my family, and then I have to put some of my family on the back burner because some families don't mean you no good and the other people do. You know, I have real family and I have my street family. My adopted family, I love them more than I love my real family because they keep it real with me and they keep it 100. They tell me what I'm doing wrong and they try to lead me down the right path. But my real family downgrade me. It's just like now I'm going through a situation with my mama. I had to put a assault case on her. And I kind of feel guilty that I had to do that to her, but that's kind of trying to show her something that I'm a grown woman and you can't put your hands on me. It's a better way that you can talk to me and you can handle me. But if I don't put my hands on you, you shouldn't put your hands on me.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Do anybody online, y'all have anything that y'all would like to share with her tonight? Because it seems like she's bothered. And I feel like each one teach one. And Taylor at 3657, I think that you have a lot of experience in handling these kind of situations by just listening to your voice and hearing what you had to say earlier. Would you like to speak to that young lady? How would you cater to that right now?
I mean, as far as I would say on that subject, I can understand where you're coming from as far as feeling like people that are not your actual biological family can be closer, and it really can feel that way sometimes because these people don't have to deal with you. They are people that you have chosen to be around and that they've chosen to be around you. So you can feel a closer bond with them. We can sometimes misread what our family is trying to tell us or how they feel towards us, because we feel like they're family. We feel like they should sugarcoat it. They should come in a better way. I can say I dealt with 30-plus years of feeling like my dad hated me, but he doesn't. He just has a different way of showing his love. And it took me all these years to realize that maybe he's just not that affectionate, lovey-dovey daddy that I wanted him to be. And just because a person doesn't love us the way that we think they should love us, we should kind of dig a little bit deeper and try to get to the root of why they may be acting the way they do. Is it something
but,
that we're doing?
But can I say something? You know, I'm going through something with my kids. I'm going through a whole CPS case. You know, I was clean for 8 years, but after my 8 years, I choose to do what I do, and then, you know, about 2 months ago, somebody called CPS on me. They removed my kids and gave them to my daughter. But I feel like if somebody trying to lift you up and hold you up, see, my mama, she evangelist. And the stuff she do, she shouldn't be doing it. You hear me? She should be preaching me the word of God and teaching me how to deal with these situations that I'm going through.
Hold on just a second. You just said your mother was an evangelist. Let me explain something to you. My apologies. I don't mean to step on anybody's toes. So we going to go straight into this, okay?
Yes.
When you call somebody something, you have to know and acknowledge them of what they are. You know what I'm saying? You said your mother is an evangelist.
I love my mama for what she do, but no, it's the way she's doing it.
No, hold on just a second. I'm saying, listen to what I'm supposed to say on this. You said your mother was an evangelist. Okay.
Yes.
When you said that she was an evangelist, and then you
said
that your mother
put
her hands on you.
Hold on. Let me rub the story.
Hold on.
Let me rub the story.
Already. Okay. This real life free talk. You said your mother was an evangelist. We put people in. Okay. People call themselves something. You can call yourself anything. You know what I'm saying? But it's that's your mother first of all.
Yes.
So when you say that she's an evangelist, that's who she is to the church or who she is to you. I don't know. That's something that you have to see for yourself. That's something that you have to have knowledge of. It's something that she put a title on herself. You know what I'm saying? That's a title that people put on themselves. Like a preacher says that they're a preacher, they put that on themselves. They say that they're a preacher. You know what I'm saying? A person
mm-hmm.
saying that they're a doctor, you know what I'm saying? Those are titles that people put on themselves, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
With that being said, you don't want to say that, we don't want to judge her according to whatever she's saying that she is as far as the godly thing, because you don't want to say that she say that she's an evangelist, but you just said that she put her hand on you or something like that, because that's making it seem like she's contradicting herself. You kind of get what I'm saying? So with that being said, we're going to not, put all that out there. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to be judgmental. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody
Ooh.
Has their own things going on in their life. And I want you to understand that with that being your mother, it teaches you in the Bible that you're supposed to love your mother. You know what I'm saying? We don't know your relationship with her. You know what I'm saying? But you're supposed to love your mother. You're supposed to, like, your mother's supposed to love you as well. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how hard the situation is, you know what I'm saying? But we don't all know that the rule book of life is the Bible. So some kind of way you have to try to find some kind of means. Like you said, you don't want her to put her hands on you and stuff like that. Nobody is supposed to put their hands on each other, you know what I'm saying? And we apologize if that has to happen to you. And when things like that happen, they have laws for that, and what you did, you know, you called the police or whatever you said you had to do, you had to do that, you know, and maybe the law had to step in, but I like to keep the police out of family situations, you know, sometimes. And
I would like to say something about that, though.
Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Rio, and my mother, she's an evangelist as well. But my mother, she has her own ways. I had to learn, you know, growing up, you know, I had to learn, you know, my mother has her own ways. I love my mother a lot.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And I always say I love people to life. I never say I love people to death. You know what I'm saying? Because basically you're trying to put somebody in the grave, and I'm not trying to put nobody in the grave. First of all, let me get that understanding. Basically, I had to learn, you know, God say put trust in no man. You know what I'm saying? And when he say put trust in no man but him, that's what he means. He don't care if it's your mother, your brother, your sister, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather. Don't put trust in no man, because you never know what man might do upon you. You understand? My mother, you know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, I always thought that my mother showed favoritism between me and my brother. You understand? When my brother would get into trouble, like, that would happen to him. You know what I'm saying? But when I would get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? My mother, she would try to wring my neck. You understand? So then my grandmother, she sat me one down one day, and she said, "What does the Bible say about trusting men?" And I'm trying to figure out, you know, why was my grandmother trying to tell me about what God say about trusting men when I'm talking to my grandmother about my mother? Basically, it's because we put too much trust in me.
And now for Monday,
man,
the
I always
make
you there, but God will never
brain.
You understand? Yeah, your mother.
Hold on just a second. I hear a whole lot of background noise. If y'all would, please put your phones on mute if you're not talking so we can hear.
She heard the radio.
Okay. Like I was saying, you know, you.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. I can see who's doing the music. Because I hear a whole lot of background.
I heard TV and all that.
All right. So, like I was saying, us as humans, you know, we rely too much on mankind. You know what I'm saying? Instead of really realizing that we can only depend on one person, and that's God alone, God in himself. You know what I'm saying? God says, touch not my anointed children. He said, touch not my anointing. But, he, you know what I'm saying, when you look at that, you have to think,
hello?
Yes.
What happened to him? Because I feel like he was talking real stuff because, you know, I'm going to this recovery class. And, you know, my recovery counselor tells us within and ourselves, we're supposed to forgive people that were done wrong to us because God, that's what he looked for us to forgive those people and keep moving on because that's what he's about, forgiveness. You hear me?
Right.
And today, you know, the I think it's laminate. You know, the laminate that's in part of us, that means, you know, the little molecules that's in our body. Today we watched a spiritual tape and it showed us what laminate means. You know, we build of the cross of Jesus Christ inside our body. So no matter where we go, God is always with us. And that's why he tell us to do the right thing so we can keep pushing forward in our life. That's like I forgive my mama. I'm going to forgive her, but from a distance, I'm going to love her because it's a lot that she have done wrong in my life. And you can't forgive people too many times. You hear me?
Why can't you can't? How many times have God forgiven you for everything that you have done against his way and his will?
Well, I can count on my fingers. I know God has forgiven me by 20 times because it's a lot of stuff that I made mistakes in my life because it's a lot of stuff that I had done wrong. And I can count on my fingers 20 times of the mistakes that I made. If it's there any more that's not really to me...
We make mistakes every day, even if it's thinking wrong, you know. So if God is a forgiving God, you don't think that you can forgive your mother?
I have forgave her, but I'm not fist to, you know how you can love your mother and you can care about her. You don't have to be around your mother. You can love your mother from a distance, you hear me, because in my situation that I'm going through, I don't even trust myself with this, with my kids being at my house and need people turn around and call CPS on me and stuff. I don't trust that no more. That's why I'm getting myself together. And when I get myself together, that means God, he had prepared me for this, recreation because it's showing me that what I have done to myself and what I have done to my kids, that was the wrong thing to do. This time, that's why CPS took my kids, because I feel like they weren't playing with me. It was time for me to get myself together and keep pushing and do the right thing by my kids, because there's a lot of people that I could have harmed or hurt. You hear me? My kids. But I feel like this. I pray every night and day for God to forgive me for what I have done wrong, but I feel like you can't keep praying for the same thing over and over and over.
Over and over, right.
Because if I pray for my mama all this forgiveness, what she have done to me when I was growing up, where it's going to lead me? It's going to lead me back down the same road that got my kids took. You hear me?
No.
That's why.
You know where it's going to lead
you? Can I tell you something real quick? Yes. I want to share with y'all. I want to share with you something. If you get your
Bible,
I wish
my mama would see her here.
Hold on just a second. If you pick up your Bible and read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9-10, it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'"
Mm-hmm.
It tells you that in the Bible.
But you know what? That is, listen to me. But that is my weakness, my mama, because she always talk about the past. You never talk about the future. You always talk about what I had and what I could be do, what I should have done in my life. But you got to look at your life, too. You going down the wrong path,
right.
And you got your certificate.
Right.
You got your certificate as an evangelist, you hear me? You supposed to be walking down the path of the Lord and not doing what you doing, not with that devil, you hear me? And then
okay,
you
listen,
can't turn
but
around.
But listen
to me. But now listen to me. Let me tell y'all what she doing. She keep praying for the same thing to relieve her. But you get out, whatever you praying for, you get out and still doing the same thing. God ain't going to keep forgiving you for what you keep asking for to relieve you for, because you won't let him do his work. And like me, I asked God to relieve me for what I was doing so I could get my kids back and keep me on a straight and narrow road. Like now, I'm a month and a half pregnant. I say God didn't make me pregnant for nothing. He put this baby in my life so I can slow down and move on with my life. You hear me? It ain't nothing else. You hear me? Because like me, I have 4 kids and I have 5 grandkids. You hear me? They could slow me down. So I believe this baby right here is going to slow me down and keep me down the right path, because if I was 8 years clean, I'm going to get more on top of that. You hear me?
Why do you feel like God has to put something in your life to slow you down? Because I don't feel like God puts nothing in your life to slow you down. I feel like, yes, he might give you things. I feel like God don't want to slow you down. I think God has a purpose for everybody. Are you saying that he's coming into your life, bringing things into your life to make you change? I mean, you have to want change for yourself.
Look, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He put stuff in my life to make me change, to stop doing things that I'm doing. Because I look at it like this. If he took 8 years of my sobriety and the devil stepped in and made me relapse, you hear me? Because I was walking 8 years clean before I started doing whatever.
The devil stepping in making you relapse, or are you relapsing on your own? Because
no,
I said
the devil stepped in. You hear me? I didn't say nothing about God, but I'm going to put it on myself. I choose to do what I had to do because I feel like that drug of my choice that made me suppress all the stuff that I was going through. I didn't have to have no worries. I didn't have to worry about nothing because, shoot, I'm doing me. I don't have to worry about nothing. My kids are all right. I can do what
okay,
I want to do. That's
good.
How I
you
feel.
Good.
I put that in my own way that I relapsed like that, but the devil has stepped in and intervened me. You hear me? He put that in my head. If you just take this hit, you'll be all right.
You feel like the devil did that to you?
You can only allow the devil to have so much power in your life. That's all right, and I let that devil have all that power over me. I was eight years clean. We're
going to rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. We're going to do that on tonight. We're going to rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus, because I'm going to tell you something, baby. You listen to what I'm going to tell you. I know that you're a strong individual because God is a very, very, very forgiving God. And as long as you pray to him, you ask him for forgiveness. Yeah, I know everybody have their own relationship with God. And as long as you believe in God and you have faith in God, and then you don't get up and you don't do those drugs, and you stay prayed up and you do something positive, stay around more positive people. Because I'm gonna tell you something, like you just said, that you picked up that and did that. You know what I'm saying? You have willpower. God, you wake up every day. You know what I'm saying? God gives us a, God can wake us up every day, and we can say hello to each other every day. Then you can take steps for yourself, have enough strength and enough respect for yourself to not go and do any drugs or do anything. I'm glad that you are going through a program, because some people do need programs. Some people need friends. Some people need family. A lot of people, like we talked about them last time, a lot of people go and shelter themselves when they're going through something. It's not good to shelter yourself. It's good to go around people and to have
That's why I say I have my street family more than I have my real family, because I feel like my street family is by my side and not my real family, because my real family, the only person in my family that's by my side is my sister. She keep me pushing. She keep my head up. And then my kinfolk, she text me, tell me, have a good day. How you doing? Keep your head up. And I love you. I love that stuff, because my other family, they don't do me like that. That's why I say my adopted family is my family. Blood is thicker than mud, you hear me? That's why I don't deal with my family. I cut my family off and deal with the people that's on the street.
I'm supposed to encourage you to do something on tonight. I apologize, y'all callers. I apologize to you, but I'm supposed to encourage you to do something on tonight. Don't give up on your regular family, because God made you. You were born into a family, and those are the people that you were born into. You know what I'm saying? God is love. He gave us people. Hold on. I'm not saying give up on your street family either. Listen to me.
I already gave up on my biological family, but I gave up on them when I became a grown woman. When I was 17 years old, I had a kid, then I turned around and had another kid. Nobody didn't help me. Everybody left me alone. My street family helped me. That's why I say I don't give a F about these biological people. These biological people keep my artificial leg and keep pushing and leave me alone for the rest of their life, because right now I'm in a time of need. Nobody ain't here to help me but my street family. Where is my real family to push me up and tell me I can do this? All the people tell me I can do this is my street family and my kids. Everybody's supposed to be by my side and not downgrade me, talking about, oh, this a wake-up call for you. That's why the people call CPS on you. That's why you got your kids took. You don't supposed to downgrade nobody. You supposed to uplift people to help them. That's why I say I don't give a rat about them. You hear me? I love my street family, and that's how it goes. I don't care what nobody tell me about my real family. I can forget them and keep a pushing. Like boy say, you don't have to have nobody in your life but the people that you trust, and them the people that I trust. I haven't failed nothing, and every time somebody tell me something positive on the street side, I'm going to push it and keep it moving. And the negative people, I don't have time to deal with it.
We have 90 seconds left on the show. I appreciate you all for calling. I'm going to tell you something. Look up Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. So keep that in mind, and I want you to know that God is love. And we have 90 seconds left on the show. I appreciate you all for calling in for Street Talk. And Miss Ponytail, I really appreciate you for calling in, and I appreciate everybody that came in to listen. Each one teach one, and y'all remember that God is love. In Mark 12:30, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. If you learn to do that, we're gonna do that, you know what I'm saying? Learn to do that and keep, you know, keep up the faith, keep hope, and y'all just try to do something positive. And with that being said, Ponytail, I love you. We all love you.
I love
Street Talk.
You
have a Street Talk family. If you don't have any other family in the world, you have a Street Talk family. So continue to call everybody on Friday nights from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. We're on live at Street Talk every Friday night. And God is love, y'all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son
so we can have everlasting life. Y'all keep that in mind, and y'all have a good Easter weekend or whatever y'all denomination is. If y'all celebrate it, celebrate it. If y'all don't. But get together and love Saint Christina family. Y'all remember, God is love. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk, and I love y'all. Good night.
I love you too.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, and thank you all for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Remember to call again next Friday, you all. We'll be on live from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., 310-982-4126, and we had a great show. I appreciate you all for calling.